Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
I love tea, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your happiness specialist, host Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the podcast and supporting the podcast and sharing it all over the globe. Woo! Well, today I feel like I'm on fire, pun intended, and no one pun intended, but on fire. Let me just say that. Wow, who knew that a week ago, this week, that we're going to get fires in Oregon, fires in California, covering acres and miles and hundreds and thousands of miles, and uncontained fires. So today, the show is going to be about... Excuse me, hold on just a second. Hold on, my dear audience, hold on just a second here. Let me make sure this volume is good. Hold on. Okay. Today we're going to talk about, and I'm telling you, when I say I'm on fire, I am not kidding. It has nothing to do with the fires. It has something to do with the response. With the response to the fires. And, oh my goodness, it's so interesting because this show is about happiness. And what I share on this show is how to experience more happiness in your day-to-day life. My question to you is, each individual, how important is happiness to you? Only you can answer that question. Only you can answer that question. How important is it? And excuse me already for yelling, but I'm on fire with this today. So only you can answer that. What is important? Is it number one? Is it number two? Is it number three? Is it even on your list? I can only speak for myself, and it is number one for me. And because for me, it doesn't matter about my health. It doesn't matter about my finances. It doesn't matter about my relationships. If I'm not happy, who cares? I've lived having all of those, but very unhappy. So I came, you know, listen, the universe stuck me in a corner, wrestled me into a corner, my hand behind my back. You want to be happy or not? And so this opportunity, what a great opportunity that the fires are giving me to, wow, What have you learned? All of this practice for years and years and years and harping on happiness is number one. And what I'm here to share with you is that you only know someone when they're challenged. It's very, very easy to be happy and sing and dance and skip through the tulips. When the sun is out and the sun is shining, but who are you when you're challenged? And you can't, I mean, with the COVID and with the fires, you can get more challenged, but it's a pretty big challenge. What I've discovered is all of the practice, and happiness is a practice skill. You know, today is the first day, well, actually it was Thursday, but today is the first day football, and you know I'm a big football fan. Well, let me tell you something. Even that's changing. I'm finding that. I know this is a story, but I'm finding that the more conscious, the more aware of what is really bringing me peace, I'm holding on to that. I'm focusing on to that. And sometimes football games are just football games. I mean, who cares? So I'm not saying that I'm not watching a couple of games, but I'm not watching it like last year. I mean, I watch games all day. No. But my point is this. A professional athlete, football player, basketball player, baseball player, what do? Every single one of them have to practice. It's a practice before the big game. Why? Because when you practice, then you're prepared. You're prepared for these moments. You're prepared for the big stage. You're prepared for the Super Bowl. You're prepared for the World Series. And all I share on this show is what to practice, because life, it's inevitable. I posted this today. Life is going to challenge all of us. All of us have individual challenge, myself included. But it depends on what you practice in every single moment of every single day and the choices that you consciously make that will determine how you're going to feel when you're challenged. Now, the interesting thing about these fires, and I'm not making light of the fires at all. Trust me, I know what's out there. I know, I was reading there's over 500,000 people that have been displaced that have evacuated their homes. I'm not making light of that at all. But there is an energy, there is a vibration that if I can do it, you can do it. That when we are challenged by I can't even imagine. Well, I'm letting you know right now, this house burns down. Oh, well, what? What I practice is trusting that if this house burns down, I don't have a house, then guess what? Well, it's going to sound crazy, but this is what I practice. It's going to serve me. It's the best thing for me. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds a little off, but I'm telling you that the practice of trusting and knowing that whatever happens to me, catching COVID, doesn't catch COVID, either I'm going to survive COVID or I'm going to die from COVID. Either I'm going to survive this fire or I'm not, or the house is going to survive it or not. You know, the interesting thing about where I am is that all of the roads to get out of this community are all closed. I don't even know where I would go. I know I have a few people that are here, but you think I'm going to sit around and worry and be and care about a future moment and be anxious? There is a reason. You know, there is a, I think it's a law. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I think there's some kind of law against that. And why is that? Why can't you yell fire in a crowd? It's because of the panic. So all I'm saying is what you practice, we're all going to have challenges. And so what you practice, do you want to go through your challenges panicked, anxious, worried, nervous? Because that's not going to serve you in any way. Well, maybe you think it does serve you. I don't know. For me, I don't think it serves me. And it's funny because, listen, where I live, there's three, they gave us three levels. This is in Oregon. So the first level is level one, and it says, level one says get ready. Get ready. Okay, so I remember hearing I'm in level one, and I said, okay, get ready. What does that mean? And I sat on my ass for probably a day, and I said, well, maybe I could make a list. Because, you know, if I do have to leave, hey, what am I going to take? I had no idea. So I'm making a list. I have my list right in front of me, as a matter of fact. And it was really interesting to, to, to discover what I thought was important, what's on this list. I mean, I think it's an interesting exercise to challenge yourself. What would you take? What would you take if you had to leave your home? I mean, I came up with legal documents, important documents, the computer, the printer, my laptop. And this is on my A list. Dental floss, wipes, my medication and my supplements, water, toothbrush, toilet paper, video camera, journals. Oh, and this was really, I had to put this on the list. I mean, let me just share a little insight. My very expensive hair products. That's important to me. I mean, do you think I can shampoo and condition this hair with Suave? Or what is it? What was the other one? The grocery store, drugstore shampoo? I would have to cut it all off. It would be a Brillo pad. So this, my point is the ability to stay light, the ability to be light, the ability to be, wouldn't it feel better if you can, even though going through making a list, there's no panic, there's no worry, okay, this is what I'm going to do, this is what's on my list. And then I have on my list B, photo albums. I mean, I must have at least 30 photo albums, maybe more. And I said, you know, I've looked at those pictures enough. Do I really need the photo? I mean, do I really need to keep looking at them? And so it was interesting to find out what I think is important and what isn't. And then I still narrow it down even more. Wall photos, paintings, papers, clothes and shoes. I didn't even have clothes and shoes on my list because you could always buy clothes and shoes or just stay in the same clothes you're wearing. But anywho, I digress. The point is, I know people that they've been packed for 3 days, for 4 days, for 5 days. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what anybody wants to do or how anybody wants to go through this. I'm not making a judgment. I understand, because when you're programmed to worry and be anxious and scared and fearful and all, you are going to be that. What? So it's not about what another person is doing. But let me say what really. I have to be honest here, as I always am. The sending worry my way, am I sounding ungrateful? I don't know what I'm sounding, but sending worry, make sure you take care of yourself and stay safe. What is stay safe? The hi, how are you interchange now? What does that really mean, stay safe? What am I going to do with stay safe? I mean, I know, we mean well, and it's a nice thing to say, but, you know, I am into just being real, real, real. So you're going to send stay safe. I mean, that's the new catchphrase. And now this is going to, one of my friends texted me, and she's a real animal lover. Oh, my goodness, animals, animals, animals. You know, there's some people that really care about animals a lot, and she's one of those people. And she sends me this text, and she says, and I should probably read it directly. It's not really long. She says, "My heart breaks for the wildlife." And then she sent me another text, and she sent me a text of a broken heart, and she said, "Just breaks." Now, why did that bother me? I'll tell you what. Well, I'll tell you the story my ego wants to tell you, share with you, because if I'm at a higher level, I wouldn't be bothered at all. So I'll tell you exactly why that bothered me. So your heart. So what does that mean? Your heart breaks, and you're sharing that your heart breaks. My question is, if you really care about the animals, what are you doing about it? See, action. So are you on the committee? Are you out there in the wild collecting goats? I mean, I saw some farmers that, you know, had their livestock in the trucks. Are you out there? I mean, she's in the city. Are you out there in California? Are you out there joining groups to save the animals, to save the wildlife? Or are you just sending a text, oh, my heart breaks? You know, this voicing concern, I don't know. It's one of my. I'm not into people voicing. I mean, I'm into what are you doing? I'm not into the talk. I'm into the walk. What are you doing to save animals? If your heart is breaking, or you just want to share that, oh, my heart is breaking. And why? What is your why? Are you sharing that? I don't know. It just threw me off for a second, and I wanted to share it with you. but let's get back to the fires. I wrote this quote today, and it's anxiety versus peace. And I said, which one are you going to choose? It's a given that life is a string of daily challenges. And what you practice in every moment prior to, operative word, the two words, operative words prior to any challenge determines on how you're going to feel when you're challenged. Happiness is a practiced skill. This rooted in peace is a practice. So it's up to us whether you want to, it's up to the individual, what are you practicing? Because I know who you are when everything's going good. Who are you when you're challenged? And I'm looking around and I'm seeing that the practice, well, not seeing, but the practice of most people, let me get off of most people, but I see a lot of practice of worry, anxiety, concern. What is that doing? Whatever your vibration is, what you're contributing to the planet at the same time. So what are you contributing? And by the way, if you want to call in, the number is, to speak with me live, the number is 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. And then just press the number 1 if you'd like to, if you have a specific question. I usually don't, I posted this too. I usually don't post things up in Facebook about, and you know, it just, but when I'm moved to, when I'm bothered, when I'm and I know that one of the things I practice is not telling anybody else what to do. You know, I've talked about that. When I'm telling someone else to do, or when you tell someone else to do, that is actually subtracting from your happiness. So I'm very conscious writing this post. I'm up here trying to say, well, how can I say it without telling them what to do? But what I can do is I can express my perspective. And my perspective is worrying doesn't mean that you care about someone. I mean, worrying doesn't mean that you care. It just means that you're worrying. And as far as I know, worrying hasn't saved one person, and worrying hasn't offered any comfort. I mean, I don't want to go to the arms of anybody that's worried. Oh, let me run to somebody that's worried. No, thank you. Oh, somebody that's worried, oh, let's worry together. I'm just not into it. I love it when buttons are pushed. I'm not into it. I'm not into anybody worrying about me, and I'm not into worrying myself. And there's two reasons why people worry. We've all been programmed to worry, also known as brainwashed to worry, and there is a lack of trust. So there's a programming and there is a lack of trust, and that's the only reason why we worry. And I'm here to tell you, listen, regardless of, one of the things that subtracts from happiness also is living in the future. if I lived in the future and I was thinking about these fires and the fires are going to burn the house and when the fires are coming, I mean, don't get me wrong. The closest fire to this house is 20 miles away. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's bad. I don't know if the fire is going to come down. The fire could be set around here because I am surrounded by trees. I'm in the middle of the forest. But if I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here thinking about the future, because it doesn't feel, it just feels off. It doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel peaceful to me. It is not what I practice. When I say that I walk it. I don't just talk and lecture and no, I walk this stuff. I practice this stuff. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is about the practice. And so each one of us has the chance, can choose what to practice in a moment, especially when we're challenged. So you can respond to an emergency, a fire, national, state of emergency, by either remaining peaceful and calm, or you can panic. It's totally up to us. Isn't that empowering? Whew. I want to say that I was in this is just a humor spot in the middle here. I want to share. I was in the grocery store 2 days ago, and if you've listened to the show, you know when I share what bothers me, what pushes my buttons, it depends. It's not 100% of the time, but let me tell you something. If I'm not filled up with consciousness, and it's at the end, scratch all that too, because that's a story. When it's time for me to be annoyed, when it's time for me to be irritated, when it's time for me to roll my eyes, you know that feeling. It's going to happen. It's just the season. That's another thing I want to share. The stories are getting less and less and less, because when it's time for me to be bothered, time for me to be annoyed, then it's just the season. Getting rid of those stories brings so much peace. So obviously, it was time for me to be a little annoyed. I'm standing in this line, in a checkout line, and I'm the third person in line. And, so I'm in line, and there's a few people, I'm looking at the two people in front of me, and you know how you get in line where I get in line depending on how many items are in the baskets of the people in front of me, right? I'm not going to get in, I only had maybe 5 items in my hand. And I'm looking at the other lines, and of course the carts are filled up because people are buying a lot of groceries. I mean, people are getting supplies. Oh, I forgot to put on my list water. Yes, I definitely have water too. Water, gotta have water. Don't have to have food, but have to have water. So people are buying up a lot of supplies in the grocery stores. The shelves are emptying again, and I want to stand in a line where there's not a lot of items in the basket. So I find this one line, and I'm third person, and I'm looking at the cashier. This is a little insight. I'm looking at the cashier, and I'm saying, damn, she's slow. Oh, I used to be a cashier years ago when I worked at UPS. I was fast. I was quick. I worked the express line. I mean, you could get in my line. You were in and out before you blinked. And I made sure that everybody in my line, this was decades ago, made sure everybody in my line had their money out, or if they wrote a check. Remember when checks, people used to write a check? Sorry, you youngsters don't know what that is. People would write a check. Get your checks ready. Get your checks signed. Oh, I was a tyrant. Get your checks ready. Get your money out. Don't get to the line without having your money out. You see how far I've come? And everybody loved to get in my line because I was so quick. Anyway, so this is one of my things. So I stand, I'm an ex-cashier. I'm standing there, and I say, oh, she's slow. she's slower than molasses. And I look over to the other line, and I walk over to the other line and say, oh, I'm going to get in this line because this cashier's a little bit faster. And mind you, I have nowhere to go. I don't have an appointment. It's just slow cashiers. It's just slow cashiers. It's one of my things. And I get in the other line, and then the other line is even, there's a, you know how they have to call a manager to come out because something special, or who knows, they have to reset the machine. I don't know, add paper, doesn't matter. I said, oh, no. I said it out loud. I said, let me just accept my destiny and go back into the slow line. And I walked over, you know, a little, oh, thanks a lot, universe. Walked over, got in line, and the first gentleman was getting checked out, and I'm listening to what the cashier is saying, and she's taking every object, and it's just going through really slow, scanning everything slow, and then at the end she says to the customer, guess who you are? And he says, what? He says, who? She says, you're my first customer. This is my first day in training. And then my head just dropped. And then the next gentleman, he only had three items, and she's even slower with him. And now I have to laugh. I have to start laughing because, come on, what am I going to sit there and be irritated, or am I going to make light of it like everything? So there's an energy and a vibration. You can either think it's serious and it's important and this is this, or you can go through life not with your head in the sand, but with a lightness about it. And so the second guy went through, and she's just as slow as the first guy, just as slow. And then I get up, and I said, do you know who I am? And she looked at me, and she says, what? And I said, do you know who I am? And she said, you're my third customer? I said, that's right. I'm your third customer. You're doing a great job. One of the things that I found with all of this, with all of life, with the ability to remain peaceful, is to always have a sense of humor, and have a sense of fun about everything. You know what I was doing this morning and yesterday? I was listening to Christmas music. Christmas music is very calming, very peaceful. Piano Christmas music. Oh, I was singing along, like Auld Lang Syne. Yeah, a whole 2 hours of Christmas music. It's beautiful. Oh, hold on. I have some people in the queue that... Hold on. Let me go to the queue. I have some people that want to make a comment. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You're live. What's your first name?
It's Robert. Hello, Rebecca.
Robert! You know, I don't know. Robert! You know, I don't know why I never remember your number. Hi, Robert Sharp! Yay!
I was just going to say, my heart hurts for you being in Oregon.
Aw, save your hurt heart. Oh, Jesus. Are you making a joke? That's a good one, because, you know, I bit like a sucker.
No, you know, I understand your point with that too. And, you know, it's important what people do. You know, it's kind of like words, you know, really don't have, you know, you often say words don't have power. So, you know, but it's for you, actions are much stronger. And the only thing I would say is that, you know, emotion and concern, not worry, but, you know, your concern, compassion, those particular emotions register, you know, if you think of it in the scheme of, you know, everything, you know, like example, when, you know, after the 9/11, whenever there was a mass sense of, you know, heartbreak, let's say, you know, that kind of registers. So, you know, in the scheme of things, you know, I mean, it looks kind of silly, But it's a contribution to the idea of, you know, I mean, you know, you do feel sorry for the animals. I mean, you know, where are they going to go? They don't have an evac plan, you know. So.
But anyway, what are you going to do, feeling? I mean,
I agree. I agree. And you know, the thing is that, in my opinion, both have a legitimate place in the psyche of the globe, and in the human psyche.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. You know I love you.
I know. When you see that, it's like, I think I can work with her on this one.
That's really funny.
No.
Let me share something. Does the concern bring peace?
No. No.
So there you go.
Bring peace.
Mm-hmm.
No. Let's see. Let me just say, like, for example, you know, if something were to happen to you in the fires, I would feel very sad. Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my hope is that doesn't happen to Rebecca L. Norrington. You know, that we can, you know, talk to her next week, you know. And I think it's kind of like love, you know, the idea of sending out love versus, you know, hate. You know, sending that out directed toward a person, a place, a thing, you know, that is, in my opinion, a worthwhile endeavor.
Listen, now, and you're absolutely right, but there is a different vibration that I feel. I can feel the difference between worry, concern, and love.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Please send me love, love, love. I love the love. Love the love.
Right.
But the concern, I mean, I don't want it. I don't need it. Now, I'm not going to say what to do or not to do, because I know I can't do that.
Right.
But I'm letting you know that I don't want to run into someone's arms when they're concerned and worried. I'll run into someone's arms with love. Oh, the love, I'm running right there. But I'm not running towards concern, because concern is not going to bring me any peace. And that's all I'm saying is, the, you know what I'm saying.
Opinion, concern is a form of love.
Let me see this. Let's go to the universe. The universe. Is there any universal concern? There is no concern in the universe.
Okay, you're going to go to the love.
That's a human program.
You're going to go to the love or fear aspect. I think there are facets of love. Different.
Let me say
expressions
this.
Of love. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's definitely different levels of love. There's universal love, and universal love has no fear or no concern in it. And what you're talking about, I like you so much. Thank God for you. And what I'm talking about is concerned is a programmed response. We were programmed. We weren't born coming out here. It's a program. So I'm X-ing out all of the programming, because the programming never brings peace.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. No, I kind of disagree. I understand. I know your point about programming. There are various types of beliefs, values, certain, you know, aspects of life that we are taught to, you know, that what is the right thing to do. And I understand the detriment that bad programming can do. Now, programming in general, I mean, I think programming indicates that you have that you were kind of force-fed and that you don't have the ability to change the channel. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, I think that the program, the stories, you mentioned stories earlier, the stories that we live were a basis for our life up to this point. And some of those stories aren't very productive to living happy and peacefully, and some of those stories are. And in the meantime, we are all daily, you know, minute by minute, writing our stories. So the stories have a place. They have a way of being able to structure one's life, and then also kind of structure your interaction with others. Now, again, there are, you know, those that aren't helpful or aren't peaceful or aren't loving, but there are those that are. So I think the important thing would be to, you know, rewrite the destructive story. Get rid of the destructive, rewrite them into something positive.
We're going off the tangent because I asked you a question. I said, is concern universal? And it's either yes or no.
Well, I don't know if it's universal.
It's not universal. It's not the universe doesn't have concern. The universe is existing without the man-made emotions, and I totally get it. And I know
the universe is constructed of all of that. The universe is constructed with negativity. It's constructed with destruction. You know, if that's the construct of the universe. So, by denying it a place, you're just ignoring a whole big part of the picture.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Okay, so let's go back to this, because one of the things, you know, I don't go into this whole circle of philosophical things, because nothing really gets solved. It's just, I mean, I could go around and around and around. The bottom line is, does concern bring peace?
If I am, let me put it this way. My
That's either yes
concern,
or no, honey.
Well, okay. The fact that I exhibit concern, yes, it does. Because it's an expression of love for that whatever. And
okay.
I feel comforted by being able to do that. The person that sent you the broken heart, they felt comforted by expressing that. So
they felt comfortable expressing that.
They could have.
And
yes,
I don't know how they felt. I don't know how they felt, but I'll tell you what I texted. I don't know if I said what I text back. I said, how is your broken heart going to help the animals? See? And I totally get it. I really do get it. I get the words. I get the human,
yeah,
the compassion. But you know, but how is your broken heart gonna help the animals? I mean, if you're really concerned,
okay.
Unless you
can do something about something, then there's no need to even put attention to it.
No,
unless
I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
okay,
I'm not going to. I'm not
right.
going to.
Right.
Everybody,
okay.
People can do and say, you know what, and I know, because 98% of the population is programmed with this stuff. And it is I'm going to say it because I was taught to say it. I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm not going to run into I've said it before, I'm not going to run into any, well, I'm concerned. It's an energy that, for me, it's not uplifting. It's not. It's
It's not soothing. Isn't it? If someone or dog was concerned for you, that okay. Well, see, that's you. You know, but for a lot of people, that's not necessarily the case.
You're right. You're absolutely right. The majority of the people love for everyone to be concerned because that they think that that means that they care. But I know that you're going to say, "Well, we do." Right?
Yeah, yes. As a matter of fact, there's a difference.
Concern doesn't mean love for me. So there's a difference between someone telling me, Rebecca, I love you, and thinking about you, or you're not even thinking about me. You don't even have to think about you, me. I love you, and I trust that the universe has your best interest or whatever. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever the sentence is going to be. But stay safe. I'm worried. Are you okay? You know, all of that. Ooh, wee, that just, oh, ugh.
I understand. I'll just kind of wrap it up, but I would say that, in your just a few seconds ago trying to explain what you would prefer, what would be more soothing, you know, the things that would do that would be from others' expressions of concern.
Right.
Anyway, just food for thought.
Again, you and me together, baby, together. Now, see, I'm able to be peaceful regardless of fires or burning down, and
that's great, and that is good.
And
that is very good. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to share with people there's another way to another perspective other than
right.
the one that the program.
I understand. And that
beep,
is great.
And I love that you would be sad if I croaked.
I would. I mean, we have a Jell-O experience that we have yet to do, to experience.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do I have to die before you? Then you'll put your hands in the Jell-O after I'm dead? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know about that.
I love you, Robert Sharp, so much. I really do, and I really appreciate you challenging me. I really, really do. You're so honest and special, and you offer a different perspective, and I totally appreciate and accept it. I do.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm happy to have had this chat with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert. Love you so much. Thank you. Wow. You know, and so, see, that is what a great call. And thank you, Robert, for sharing. See, I have to admit that I'm thinking that my way is the way to peace, but my way isn't the way to peace for everybody. How's that? My way isn't the way to peace for everyone, but it is definitely the way to peace for me, because I can feel the difference between. I just can feel the difference between different energies. I can feel the difference between all the energies, and the worry and the concern. I don't know. I think that for a long time, especially when my son moved to New York from California. I mean, moved to New York 3,000 miles away, and this kid even now travels here, travels there. I don't even know where he is half the time, and. There, I mean, I couldn't live with the worry or concern if he's safe. I couldn't live like that. It's not peaceful for me. Oh, give me a call when you get there. And I didn't want to teach him. I didn't want to teach him that, okay, someone's concerned and someone's worried about you, so now you have to check in. And I know that a lot of people, majority of people, that's the way they live, and that's okay. But for me, it's just more freeing to trust that the universe has my best interest and my son's best interest, and quite frankly, all of you too, my dear audience, all of you too are being taken care of. And so why would I be concerned, and why would I be worried, and why would I be anxious about someone else? Because it's the plan of the universe. You know, let me say this. I'm trying to think if I want to give this example. And this is a real big one. So there was a man that, I don't even know if this is going to be a good example, but there was a man that walked this earth decades, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. Jesus Christ. Let's talk about Jesus just for a second. And this man he lived out his destiny, and his destiny at the end of his life just happened to be, a brutal, torturous, it was a hell of a way to go. No thank you. I think it was worse than, who knows if it's going to be worse than burning up in fire. That's a really bad joke. But so concern for a man's destiny, concern or worry, and maybe this analogy isn't even working, concern or worry about that man's, I don't even think that the whole, I wish I could scratch that whole analogy. I don't even, wait, is Richard still on? I'm sorry, why do I keep calling Richard Robert? I mean, Robert Richard. Robert, I'm going to put you back on. Hold on a second, because I want your take on this. Hold on a second, if you're willing. I don't know
I'm
why
here.
I keep calling you Richard.
And,
Robert,
and you know,
yes, thank you.
You're
so,
not the
so,
only one.
Go ahead.
You aren't the only one that has called me Richard. I have had that more than a handful of times, and I have no idea why. It's weird.
What? Did,
but you're not alone.
Were you Richard in another life?
I truly believe that was the case, because, I mean, it's like these people had knew me before as Richard. So, but anyway.
Wow.
So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm not the only one. So are you saying, listen, JC went through hell at the end of his life, so you're saying that it was his destiny. You see the difference, the way I see the difference, what is the concern for his destiny? What is that?
Yeah, see, I understand your point that if we had complete, total faith and trust in everything that unfolds, then there would truly, yes, like you say, no need for concern, no need for worry.
That's what I'm saying.
And, I know that's what you're saying.
That's it.
But, I understand
that. No buts.
Now, yes, there is. Because
no,
the others
no
exist.
Can you repeat that, please? Go ahead.
I can. And see, the thing is, what you're talking about is you always talk about your practicing happiness. You know, there is a utopian, you know, and we would have been, for lack of a better word, ascended to the point of, you know, where we, you know, truly see and know of, you know, the... the nature of how things are going to unfold is the way that they're supposed to unfold. Now, my point is that, right, I understand that. My point is, though, is that in that living, in that experience that we're in now, we are not in that utopian experience.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. Well, that's where you're, okay, and that's a wonderful destination, you know. Along the journey, though, there are those bumps and those curves and those fires and those viruses. You know, there are lots of things that, because of the experience, love is highlighted. Love, unconditional love is brought to the front. So for not having those, some people may find it difficult to get from where they are to that utopian. You know, it's kind of like, you know, people need glimpses of that experience of trust and faith that everything is the way it should be. And no matter what happens, that's the way that it should be. And
and that's all I'm saying. I am not saying that I have it perfectly at all, but I'm saying that's my daily practice. Whatever happens to me, it's supposed to happen to me. Whatever doesn't happen to me is not supposed to happen. And I'm not up here telling it's the same for everybody, but I'm not trying to convince everybody because I know that that is a really hard thing to take, to believe, especially with all of the programming and all of the other stuff that's out there. I get it, but I'm letting everybody know that's how I live, that I trust. And that's why I can be in the middle, surrounded by fire, and there is absolutely not one shred of concern or worry around it, because either I'm going to survive it or I'm not going to survive it. And it's only because, listen, I didn't start practicing this last year. I started practicing this decades ago. So, and that's all I'm sharing is what I practice. And so, I don't know about that word utopia. What I'm saying is, because I'm not vibing with utopia, but I'm saying the truth.
Probably not the right word, but the idea is that. Yet that particular level of absolute knowing, and I believe that that is a very difficult place to get to when in this experience, within this experience that we're living. See, my thought is that the things that we go see, if not for that fire, you wouldn't be recognizing your lack of worry or your lack of concern because of your knowledge. So that particular fire for you.
No, that's not true. Because I've recognized my lack of concern for a long time. The fire is just giving me an opportunity to share it with other people.
It's just a reminder, and
you're right. It is very, very difficult. It is a practice. It is uncomfortable. It is hard. It is grueling. It's looking in the mirror. It's wanting it more than anything else. And you're absolutely right. And it's a road less traveled. It's a road. And I'm not up here patting myself on the back, but I'm letting you know I'm on that road. And that is the road that I'm finding the most peace.
And that's perfect. Perfect for you, and that's good. And sharing that, I think, you know, that will help listeners who, you know, may not experience that very often think about and reevaluate and again, like you said earlier, have a different perspective of things. So,
you know what? You know what's really interesting? I was talking to a lady yesterday at the gym, and we were sitting in two separate jacuzzis, and she was talking about her move to this town and how the builders, she built a house here, and the builders, you know, screwed up her house, and then her health challenges and her husband. I mean, I heard bad news after bad news after bad news after bad. I mean, the focus just was on what was wrong, what was wrong, what was wrong, and that is the norm. The norm is to focus on what's wrong. The norm is to focus on that. And I said, well, you know, you have anything good you can share? And then she shifted with her dogs, and she walked her dogs, and her energy shifted right away. And she went to this other state of where she gets pleasure. And I said, well, why aren't you focusing on what's wrong? And so all I'm doing here is just reminding or you know, inserting myself into the inserting myself into the what's wrong stories to kind of say, you know, and that is another program, focusing on what's wrong as opposed to what's right. I mean, that is a program too. So I'm telling you, it's the hardest thing I've ever done is staying in, is wanting to, committing to prioritizing the state of the ultimate knowing and trusting, blindly trusting. I mean,
right.
That's my destiny on this planet. That's my destiny on this planet. And just to share with people how to do that. And one of the things that is a daily practice is trust, is staying in the moment, is being okay with uncertainty, letting go, choosing a perspective, all of that stuff, self-aware. So I'm just sharing that if I can do it, and if you really prioritize and commit to do it, you can do it too. I'm not that special. Well, I am, but and so is everybody else.
Well, you are.
But, well, that's true. Yeah, special. Especially crazy, but yeah, it's a practice, and so
yep.
Not too many people can reach the NFL. I mean, I know I use that because there's a very 2% of athletes from all these colleges are going to be able to get there. So it's a practice and it's a grind, but the rewards are peace in the middle of a fire.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, you have a great day, and I'm not going to stay safe because I know you will.
Thank you. I like you so much. Thank you for calling. I really do. Thank you so
You're very
much.
Welcome.
What? You know, God damn it. I'm going to say it. God damn it. What a great call. You know, and I have a few people in the queue, but I don't see any people that want to comment, but you know, I love challenges because challenges, especially from Robert Richard, because challenges just help me solidify my thoughts, help me solidify the practice, and also help me share the practice. And I loved his points. I loved his input. And my question to you, my dear audience, is how important is peace in your life? It's very simple. How important is it? I mean, I remember my son Nathan years and years. Mom, that's not number one. It's not number one. But audience, it is number one for me. There is absolutely nothing over above peace. And when I'm talking about peace, I'm talking about internal peace. I'm talking about being at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. In fact, that's the definition of happiness. Happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I love you. I don't need your concern. I don't need your worry. I don't need your prayers. I don't need anything. Because I have the universe. Well, do I really need anything? Let me think. I do need to have breakfast right now because I'm hungry. Not hungry, hungry. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Woo! Thank you for listening today. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, I have a few videos on YouTube. I listen to this. I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live this Friday, the 18th. Don't ask me what time. I'll be posting the time closer to the day. But this Friday, February the 18th, where you can ask your question, Facebook Live, my first Facebook Live. Woohoo! My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, which includes a chapter on worry and concern, is going to be out. Who knows when it's going to be out? Now we've got this year is almost coming to an end. But until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect what you practice. When you prioritize peace, that's what you're going to have. When you practice trusting, when you practice knowing, when you practice knowing and blindly trusting and believing and knowing that you are protected, that you are being served, you are being served in the highest, highest, highest form. You can let go of all your worry. You can let go of all the concern. Why? Why? Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this.